an article in the Morning Post on the 5th of February 1830 described the total destruction of Rendlesham Hall by fire. It states, "We regret to state that a fire broke out on Tuesday night at Rendlesham Hall, Suffolk, the seat of Lord Rendlesham near Woodbridge, which entirely consumed the same, together with a valuable and extensive library, with rich and costly furniture and various other articles of immense value. It's believed that the fire started in the conservatory, and it was first discovered by a maid who was going to her chamber. She instantly alarmed the steward, and the great bell in the tower was rung, which brought the gamekeepers together. But unfortunately, there was no way of preserving any portion of the mansion, and the efforts of all were directed to remove whatever was portable. By great exertions, the massive plate, a box of deeds and jewels, some of the costly books and furniture were taken out, although much injured. It also reports that two fire engines arrived from Wickham, but they were unable to save the house. In about 2 hours, the roof and the tower fell. Fortunately, Lord and Lady Rendlesham and their family were away at Paris, and it was the steward and three female servants who were the only persons in the house. It was estimated that the damage was cost roughly £100,000, no part of which is insured."